From 1970 to 78, you served as manufacturing manager in the family business.
In one region of the family business, yeah.
Talk to us about that. I believe you grew that company, and did you enjoy that work?
Yeah, we had a fun time. We started a little facility out in Virginia where we knew we could probably find skilled employees that were in that industry. My dad's business was making machines, and we decided to vertically integrate to make lenses. We started that and had about a $50 million business when I left, which was a good business. It was a growing business. But that industry's so been taken over by the Italians and the Japanese, there's not an American-owned company left. That just shows you another instance where the federal government's failed, because you go buy a pair of frames today, it's all price fixed because one company owns 80% of the frame production in this country, and none of it's produced in this country.
So you were in it at the right time and got out at the right time.
It was great. We had a ball. I built a great team. I was inspected by the U.S. Department of Justice because I wouldn't fill out their discrimination forms, because I knew I wasn't discriminating. So they came down and said, you had to fill out it. No, don't go out and check. Come inspect me, but I'm not filling out your form. And, of course, I had a black assistant manager. I had all sorts of women supervisors. I had an African-American department manager. You know, I had immigrants. I had the whole kit and caboodle, and there wasn't any discrimination anywhere. And they said, you still have to fill out the forms and take me to court. I'm not filling out the form. Never heard from them again.
Could that be possible seeds planted?
You know, one of the things that I've noticed that's changed during my life in terms of Americans dealing with the federal government, it is now assumed that you are guilty and you have to prove yourself innocent. Whereas in the past, our freedom was based on that we're innocent until we're proven guilty. You compete against the most powerful set of attorneys in the world with unlimited resources. There's a great book out by Charles Murray called By the People. His whole theme in that book is, if you want to handle what's going on with the federal government today, is just do universal civil disobedience, because they don't have enough attorneys to sue us all. It's really a pretty good idea. Just quit following the stupid rules. And there's another book out that says the average American, no matter who they are, breaks 3 federal laws every day. So,
but it was pretty gutsy for you to not fill that form out. Weren't you afraid that something would happen maybe to the business that would be penalizing?
No, because I thought right's right. I just stood on the basis that we don't discriminate. We don't count how many African Americans. We don't count. And, of course, that's their buzzword. Well, if you don't count, you obviously don't have any. You're obviously discriminating. And I said, come on down. You're welcome with open arms. So never heard from again, never filled out one of their forms again. Never filled out a census or Department of Commerce form in my medical practice either. Refused to.
Why did you refuse that?
It's none of their damn business. I mean, the census is so out of control in this country and costs so much money. We don't do it online like most countries do. We could do it so much faster, so much quicker. And if you want information about industry, pay a private firm to go get it. At least they'll have an incentive to do it rather than you have to do this. The federal government says you have to. No, you don't. They just do that to intimidate you.